In the beginning, just as our Lord had Moses write in Genesis, the very beginning of our world, so too does God lead us into the beginning of a new covenant, the fulfillment of his glorious promise to send a Savior, achieved by the birth of a royal baby, the son of the Virgin Mary, our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There in the city of Bethlehem, long known as the city of David, Jesus' patriarch, the Word of God became flesh. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. God sent his Son to be the light of the world, shining brightly in our otherwise darkened existence, Jesus, the light of life and the light of men. When the earth was last illuminated by God's pure light, when was that? It was in the beginning, during the very creation of this magnificent planet upon which man has now lived perhaps thousands and thousands of years. God created the light and the darkness. Of nothing he created it, saying, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God saw that it was all good. Therefore, we continue to faithfully and joyfully celebrate once again God creating himself in the flesh, saying that in this glorious divine man in human nature was a new creation, a new covenant of one sent by God, promised from long ago to destroy Satan, death, and an eternal death for those yet unbelieving. By the blood of the Lamb sacrificed and by his resurrection on that third day, you all have been assured of salvation by the works of our Heavenly Father. Now this assurance is a comfort which had been spoken by the prophet Isaiah so many years before the birth of Christ in that lowly and humble stable. There then in that manger, in that stable, came forth the means by which the Lord has comforted his people. By such a marvelous, gracious, and unselfish gift, the Lord gave his Son's body and blood so that you, believers and worshipers of the living God, would experience the everlasting comfort that only God can give. Now, you've got to know your eternity isn't just given as a past, present, or future. It's not a time, nor is it a vast time indeed. But your eternity has a timelessness about it. Just as we are with Christ at our baptism, but your eternity, that we too, as he lives forever, we shall too. There's simply, in the human languages, there's no word that can sufficiently express the conditions that'll be in the eternal word. Our minds are chained to the concept of time. We simply cannot comprehend such an eternal being. Just as we believe Christ was born in Bethlehem, just like we believe he has risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, just as we are comforted by Jesus being ever present in our lives, we believe we will live forever with him, him, the Word made flesh. The appointed gospel for this Christmas day reminds us that John the Baptizer was also born during that same kind of period of time as our Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle who loved Jesus also tells us that the Baptist ministry was in stark contrast to Jesus's. John was said as not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. John experienced the one true light of life while yet still in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, and he then preached to all who would then too become a believer of Jesus. This is also the case for you all, God's beloved creation. It's why it's okay to light up a Christmas tree. It's why the sun shines so brightly upon us, for it's a sign also of God's coming to you as your great comforter. We have now received grace upon grace, as grace and truth has now come through Jesus Christ. Our Lord has now made himself known to you as we gather this day in confident reverence, and we receive for our comfort the Lord's Holy Communion. What a gift. What a gift from God indeed. Blessed Christmas to one and all. Amen. Now, may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.